Good morning, everyone. The Optimistic Orchestra is a set of playful bronze statues installed in the mid-1980s during poor economic times in Sweden's third largest city of Malmö. And their leaders sought to uplift the people's spirits during this time, and they decided that they would install these statues, and so when the people who were depressed and who had at that time turned to alcoholism and drugs and all kinds of sin to quell their trouble, that for some reason when they look at this statue, it will lift their spirits out of their woes. To the undiscerning, on its face, these things appear ingenuous. But the deeper point here is that our culture, the leaders of our earth, our society, turns us away from God. Even when our human nature, our inner spirit, needs a savior, it needs to be lifted out of the challenges of this life. Not through alcoholism, drugs, other sin, or playful bronze statues, but through Jesus. Amen. Today, Malmö is a rapidly growing southern city of Sweden, located just across the bay from Copenhagen, Denmark. But it's a country that is one of the most atheistic countries in the world. I make this reference for us to keep in mind that today, people are being led astray by some of the most futile, idolatrous things that we've read about in the Old Testament. This week, I rejoiced with the Supreme Court ruling, but I was also saddened. I was not optimistic because of all the protests full of arrogance and selfishness towards our God. I was saddened to see such division. I was saddened to see so many of our leaders support the shedding of innocent blood. But this morning, we are filled with optimism because we understand the purpose of our lives to Christ. It's because we acknowledge that Jesus is the only one who can lift our spirits out of our trouble, out of our sin, and give us hope, not just in this life, but in the life to come. He has taken upon himself the burden of our sin by a sacrificial death for us. And he provided us not just a lifting of our spirits in this life, but a life to come. 1 Corinthians 15 and verses 1 through 4 tells us, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures." 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 49 goes on to tell us that just as we have been born in the image of the man of the dust, we also bear the image of the man of heaven. We have a purpose on this life. God has created us with purpose, as Jason so well pointed out today, for us to remember. We are optimistic in Christ because we have his words, which are true and which are of life. Our culture has made truth so relative. I mean, it's your truth. It's I live my truth, you live your truth. But we are here because we are optimistic about the truth, which our Lord has spoken. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 6 and verse 63, "The Spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of spirit, full of the spirit and of life." Jesus says, John 8 and verse 31, "If you hold to my teachings, you are my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We can be optimistic in Christ because in the moment of his temptation and his suffering, he overcame without sinning. In the time of his temptation, being led in the wilderness, he allowed himself to be led by the Spirit. When he carried that cruel cross, he humbly accepted his fate and did not retaliate to his mockers. We can be optimistic in Christ because he has called us to put our burdens on him. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We understand that our true success in this life is found in our obedience and in our accountability to God. For we know that apart from him, we can't do anything. John 15 and verse 5. We can be optimistic in Christ because he truly loves us. And he knows what is best for us. And he has forgiven us through our obedience to his holy gospel. We can't deceive ourselves. Because if we do, the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all evil and all unrighteousness. 1 John 1 and verse 8. Finally, we can be optimistic because he washes away our sin through the watery grave of baptism. And so if you're here this morning and you have not done that, we are here as members of the Church of Christ at Annandale. This memorial honors the fact that we are part of a family of Christ who have accepted that he is our Savior. He is the one in whom we trust. He is the one in whom we adore. He is the one in whom we have our eternal hope. He is the one who forgives us our sin. Let us consider these things as we partake of the bread and the blood.